weren't pleased with the yards per carry of the 49ers, 5.7 yards. What do you think contributed to that? Was it more the weather or?
No, I mean, I think you got to kind of take that out of the equation. When you just get to us trying to become a better football team, right? So when you do that, what you see is, you know, it was kind of, hey, one person here, one person there. It wasn't just one position group or just one player, so to speak. You know, we can do a better job overall. I thought the effort was outstanding. It was just more of making sure we're Simon Sound and what we're trying to do.
And my last question to you, Coach, your red zone efficiency, 4 for 4, 100%. That's got to be a great thing to take away from games like that.
Well, it is. And I thought the offense did a great job there with, you know, coming up with sevens instead of threes. And we knew based on, you know, their tendencies as a team, we felt strongly that we were going to have to do that, score sevens and as opposed to three, like I said. So that was a big part, I think a pivotal factor in the game.
Wow, it was impressive to see you do snow angels. Was that a first for you?
Well, I did grow up in the Northeast, so I do have some experience with the snow.
Gotcha. No, it was very, very amusing. But as Josh has taken on a larger leadership role, how much has the bond of trust developed between you and him, perhaps not just this year, but, I mean, over the course of your relationship?
You know, I think like anything, relationships continue to grow. And as you go through the years, they get stronger and some go the other way. Don't get me wrong. But in this case, our relationship has every year, you know, gotten stronger and stronger. And, you know, the level of trust and just also, I think, being on the same page with how we want to play and you know, just the way that Josh is leading our team this year in particular of. Just that feel that he has for just, you know, what we need to do and when we need to do it and how it needs to look. And he's really done a phenomenal job with that, with our team this year.
And just lastly, is it funny or amusing to reflect back to the start of training camp when Brandon Bean so passionately defended Josh from the critics who referred to him as being overrated?
Yeah, I think when I read some of those comments that came out. I mean, I think Brandon did a phenomenal job, number one. Number two, you know, he and I continuously shake our heads of, you know, look at the film, right? So all the people that thought that doubted Josh when he was coming out of Wyoming and I think they may have looked at the numbers, but didn't take the time to look at the film. And that's okay. Josh continues to do what he's done.
I hate to ask you another Josh Allen related question, but he surpassed Jim Kelly last night for total touchdowns in franchise history. Did you have a moment after the game? I know you did the, you know, the Snow Angels with him, but after the game to kind of reflect on that feed with either him or Brandon and kind of, you know, be appreciative you guys took the right guy a couple years ago.
Well, you know, usually after games, I have a chance to meet with our owner Terry and Brandon in my locker after the game. But my being able to be around the players, my ability to be around the players, I should have said, is not as much as I would like, just because, you know, things happen and I go and talk to you guys. So have not had a chance to really be around Josh since that point in time, but just extremely proud and what an accomplishment, right? What an accomplishment. Couldn't happen to a better person. Super happy for him and what he's got going on off the field as well and how he continues to grow. And this is a new chapter in his life. So just extremely proud, impressed, and just fun watching him grow through the years.
And then secondly, you know, your secondary held them to, you know, 5 yards per pass last night. It's been a kind of a strong suit for your defense all year. And that's considering, you know, some turnover from last season. What do you think has been so strong or made that group so strong year over year, you know, with you at the helm?
Well, I think, you know, number one, the players, we have good players that are smart, that buy into the system. And then two is, The coaches, I think, have done a phenomenal job, you know, starting with Bobby and then into the back seven, if you will, coaches, of understanding, of teaching, and then getting the players to understand at a very high level of what we're trying to do and how we're trying to do it, so the players understand the whys behind what we're doing.
Hey, Coach, the rushing offense finishes with 220 yards last night. That's the most all season for you guys. How important has the offensive line been to this offense this season?
Huge, Maddie. And we knew that specifically last night going into the game. It was going to be a line of scrimmage game. Did not anticipate, quite honestly, the level of snow or the amount of snow that we were going to see during the game. But at the end of the day, it really kind of magnified the importance of being able to run the ball last night. So huge credit to our offensive line, Coach Cromer, Coach Gund, and to Joe, as well as really all 11 guys out there on the field. As you know, it takes 11 guys to run the ball effectively.
A similar group of characters in the offensive line this season, if you compare it to last, but, you know, switching around across the line with guys, is there anything that's impressed you about this group so far that maybe you didn't expect to see, or something that you've been really happy to see?
Great question. There's, you know, they're usually with offensive linemen, they're kind of predictable, and just because I think that's just kind of what goes with the position, right? And we do have the continuity mainly, you know, mostly from last season. And then I think David moving up into that role and his relationship and synchronization with Dion and Connor working on his left and his right there with those guys has been impressive, I think. And that's, call it a new piece. It wasn't really a new piece, but new as of, you know, the start of training camp this year at least.
And then one more, just how impressive has it been to watch Alex Anderson continuously sub in and sub out and really help that group as a whole and help you guys gain some really important yards?
Yeah, he's great. You know, I know the guys talked about him last night a little bit with what type of person he is, what type of player, what type of teammate. You know, some of the commentary or the comments he makes when he's jogging off the field, I find sometimes humorous during the game, and I don't really remember him until after the game's over. He's just a guy that loves football, loves his teammates, doesn't really take liking at all to the opponent. Which I can appreciate, and I think his teammates can as well.
What did you think of Alex's belly dance after the one touchdown? Were you a fan?
Yeah, I just, you know what, I didn't know, honestly, I'm glad you brought that up, Matt. I didn't know who it was. I thought it may have been Connor, but that would have been a little bit off of Connor's personality. So, I think it was Dalton Kincaid who lifted his shirt up when Josh made the run against Kansas City for that touchdown. And I caught kind of the side view of that you're referring to last night, and couldn't tell if that was a white t-shirt or what was going on there.
it was his belly, which was,
for clearing that up.
Yeah, no problem. So very entertaining guy, to your point. How did you guys come out injury-wise from yesterday?
I think we're still working through some things on. So then really no new updates from this past game, but Dalton, Keon, DC, and Talon all progressing, and we'll just see where it goes this week here.
Was there any hesitation with Matt knowing the conditions yesterday and having him make his debut in that kind of situation? Because you talked about after the game how the footing was so tough. And then how did you feel like he handled it going back and watching the tape?
Right. I thought he got better as the game went on. And that's to be expected. Like we discussed in the week leading into the game, he'd been out for quite some time. And I think he would tell you the same, that as the game went on, he started to get kind of his legs back underneath of him and settle in a little bit. And as far as the, you know, thoughts about the conditions and whatnot, I usually, in that situation, I'd leave that up to Nate for him to let me know. And he didn't say anything. So we were on green light there the whole way.
And then one last one for me quickly. I know you love these kinds of questions, the real introspective ones. But for you personally, I mean, just my observation of having covered you for seven seasons, I think throughout this whole year from training camp on, I've never seen you so comfortable, settled. Sometimes we can be irritating, I get that. But just all of the back and forth, the exchanges, do you feel like through everything you've been through, that you personally are in the best place that you've ever been as a head coach in the NFL?
Well, that's probably a better question for the team, I would say. But as far as myself, I think I just, more than anything, I know who I am and I know what I believe in. And for me, I think it's just continuing to honestly seek God and what I do and how I do it.
Give me your assessment of yesterday's game.
Yeah, I think overall, it was an important game like they all are. Good opponent coming in here. We knew it was going to be a line of scrimmage game and a game that we had to make sure we took care of the football and, felt strongly like they were going to be at their best. And I thought more than anything, that the environment at home, to be able to do that at home Sunday night with the weather the way it was on top of that was fitting for Buffalo and fitting for our team.
And I got the opportunity to talk to Greg because, since he's been here, he's won nothing but AFC championships. But he went on to say that, how grateful he was to be drafted by a team that provided so much of a winning culture. And I know that was one of the things that you brought here to do was change the culture. So, in your eyes, 8 years in, just care to talk about, how, that winning culture has been created. What comes with that?
Yeah. Just kind of the highlights, I guess, would be, coming here 8 years ago, Brandon and myself wanted to make sure that we tried to identify, what was good, because there was a lot of good within this organization. And then make sure we added what we felt like we would need. And, I think just, it's always about people, right? I've said that. I'm probably sound like a broken record, but that's where really to me where it starts, and to us where it starts. And having the right people on staff, having the right players in the building, always wanting to be able to sustain through adversity, right? And that again comes back to people and what types of character you have in the building and in the room. So again, I think what you're seeing is a team that is connected and a team that believes in themselves, and they're really rather unselfish in their approach week to week.
I know you said, like you said, you don't always get a chance to talk to the players too much after the game, but did you get a chance to talk to Matt Milano and see how he felt about the game and just kind of making his return after his long recovery here?
Yeah, again, sure. My time with the players was short-lived there, so not as much as I would want to have. Reports from this morning from the training staff are all positive. So it sounds like he came out well.
Gotcha. And then, Josh Allen talked about clinching the division this so far in advance. It gives them the ability to kind of play relax and kind of carefree, and how that can be a dangerous thing. What, as a coaching staff, you and your coaches, what do you kind of have to do to make sure that's the way it goes, kind of a carefree style, and not kind of veer the other way into, maybe lose focus with the playoff spot clinched this far in advance, I guess?
Yeah, I mean, it is, as a parent, as a coach in this case, we're all leaders, right? So you're always trying to make sure that you're at least guiding or directing them in a certain direction, if you will. But I think, we've got such a great leadership group and guys beyond even that group that are leaders on this team that are really focused on just the day-to-day and trying to get our level of play to where it needs to be every week. So I'm comfortable with the guys that we have and how they approach, the challenge on a day-to-day basis. And I think that along with some gentle reminders, if you will, will be just fine.
With what he brings to this offense, being a rookie, you see when you guys are able to get him going, the offense is usually a lot more successful. Just, how impressed are you with his ability to kind of find his footing and be so productive early in this rookie season? And maybe in just through the 13 weeks now, what has kind of stood out to you as to why he's finding the success in the offense?
Well, yeah, I think it boils down to a couple of things that I see, at least. Number one is how he's wired. Certainly a good football player, but I think just you know, rather mature beyond his years to this point, obviously as a rookie in the NFL. But also I would say to Coach Skipper and in that room with James in there and Ty in there, and then Frank Gore Jr. is in there as well. And it's a good room for growth, right? All those guys are somewhat different, not only as football players, but also as people. And so I think that's been good for Ray early on in his career.
And another thing you touched on too yesterday, Sean, just with the division locked up, you look ahead and, you know, you guys were focused on just the Rams coming up this week, but knowing that the one seed and all the benefits that come with it, if you guys are able to take care of your business and things fall in your way, you know, how much of getting to that point do you want the guys to kind of use as motivation with also keeping it balanced with the fact that you've got to handle your business week to week?
Right. No, I mean, it's definitely one of our goals as we move this thing forward, is to try and get that number one seed. But the only way we get that number one seed is that we take care of our own business. And that means getting our level of play to where it needs to be. Certainly, you know, a number of things from last night's game, even that we can improve on as we move forward here as a team.
And one more quick one, just on the background. This is the first time I think we're seeing an alpaca on your computer screen. Is there anything behind that as to why we're getting to see that?
Yeah, I have those at home. That's my backyard right there before the snow came. And so I'd like to keep a picture of my what are they called?
Alpaca.
My pet alpaca that I have at home. So I just like to keep those there that I can look at from time to time. A friendly reminder.
What was the reasoning behind promoting Mike White for the game yesterday?
You know, you never know. You know, I think number one, Mike's done a phenomenal job. You never know, you know, if you're going to need him or not. There was no question on the quarterback situation at all, if that's kind of what you're asking about. But really just Mike's done a phenomenal job and a little bit of a reward, too, for what he's done since he's been here. And a great addition to our team and the culture.
Regarding Keon, do you feel like he was close yesterday, or was it always maybe the plan for one more week there?
Again, it depends on what close is. There was conversation during the week, I would say, if this helps you, Jay, I'm just trying to figure out where exactly he was. I think we ended up ruling him out, or not quite ruling him out, but it got to the point where just didn't look like he was going to be able to go, but it took to the end of the week to really get the best feel for that.
Lastly, Josh had mentioned after the game, and I think it was at the end of maybe one of his runs, he was flexing his hand a little bit. I think it was his left hand. I know that was something that he had dealt with earlier this year. Did Nate give you any update on that? Is there any concern about that moving forward? Obviously, he was able to finish the game.
Yeah, Nate mentioned it this morning. But did not seem concerned whatsoever about it.
What does it take for an offensive line to gain to get that continuity?
Yeah, I mean, just the time on task. I think just being around each other one year after another has been, that's the start of it, George. And then, you know, I think, like I said, Coach Cromer, building a culture in that room and on the field where he works, that fosters togetherness, but also truth and development. And I think that's a big piece of it, yet he allows those guys to also be themselves and express their true personality. So I think that's a key piece of all that.
With the two new safeties and all the new faces that you have on this team this year, do you think this could be one of your best coaching years overall? Obviously, the season isn't over, but up to this point so far, of yourself personally, of your 8 years, would this be the top year you think of it all coming together?
I don't know. We're just taking them one. I just take it one day at a time, George. I appreciate and respect you asking that, but I just probably a better question for the team. Again, just I've got a great staff around me, and these guys are fun to coach every day.